This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Arbrelida. Active ingredient, S. adalimumab. This leaflet provides important information about using Arbrelida. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you using this medicine against the benefits they expect it will have for you. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Arbrelida. Read this leaflet carefully before you use Arbrelida and keep it with the medicine. You may need to read it again. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Arbrelida? Arbrelida contains the active ingredient adalimumab. Adalimumab is a fully human monoclonal antibody. Monoclonal antibodies are proteins made by a type of blood cell to fight a foreign protein in the body. Adalimumab recognizes and binds to a specific protein, tumor necrosis factor, or TNF-alpha, which is present at high levels in some inflammatory diseases. Arbrelida is used for the treatment of a number of inflammatory diseases. Rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis is an inflammatory disease of the joints. Signs and symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis include joint pain, tenderness, swelling and stiffness. Arbrelida is used to reduce the signs and symptoms of moderate to severely active rheumatoid arthritis, as well as to slow down further damage to the joints, to help them move more freely. Your doctor will decide if Arbrelida should be used with another medicine called methotrexate, or on its own. Arbrelida can also be used to treat severe, active and progressive rheumatoid arthritis without previous methotrexate treatment. Polyarticular juvenile idiopathic arthritis, PJIA. PJIA is an inflammatory disease of the joints. Arbrelida is used to reduce the signs and symptoms of moderate to severely active PJIA in patients 2 years of age and older who have not responded well enough to other medicines. Your doctor will decide whether Arbrelida should be used with another medicine called methotrexate or used alone. Enthesitis-related arthritis, ERA. ERA is an inflammatory disease of the joints and the places where tendons join the bone. Arbrelida is used to treat ERA in children. You will have already been given other medicines to treat your condition. Your doctor has prescribed Arbrelida for you as you haven't responded well enough to these medicines. Psoriatic arthritis, PSA. PSA is an inflammatory disease of the joints that is usually associated with psoriasis. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, tenderness and swelling. Arbrelida is used to reduce the signs and symptoms of moderate to severely active PSA, as well as to slow down further damage to the joints, to help them move more freely. You will have already been given other medicines to treat your condition. Your doctor has prescribed Arbrelida for you as you haven't responded well enough to these medicines. Ankylosing spondylitis. Ankylosing spondylitis is an inflammatory disease of the spine. Signs and symptoms of ankylosing spondylitis include back pain and stiffness. Arbrelida is used to reduce the signs and symptoms in patients with active disease. Crohn's disease. Crohn's disease is an inflammatory disease of the digestive tract. Arbrelida is used to treat moderate to severe Crohn's disease in adults and children aged 6 years and over to reduce the signs and symptoms of the disease and to induce and maintain periods where the symptoms are no longer present, remission. You will have already been given other medicines to treat your condition. Your doctor has prescribed Arbrelida for you as you may either have not responded well enough, or you may have lost response, or cannot tolerate these medicines. Ulcerative colitis. Ulcerative colitis is an inflammatory disease of the large intestine, bowel. Arbrelida is used to treat moderate to severe ulcerative colitis in adults when other medicines have not worked well enough, or when other medicines are not suitable. Psoriasis. Psoriasis is an inflammatory disease of the skin. Plaque psoriasis, the most common form, is a skin condition that causes red flaky crusty patches of the skin, covered with silvery scales. Plaque psoriasis can also affect nails, causing them to crumble, thicken and lift away from the nail bed, which can be painful. Arbrelida is used to treat moderate to severe forms of the disease in adults and severe forms in adolescents and children from 4 years of age for whom topical therapy, such as creams, lotions, anointments and phototherapy, also known as light therapy, have either not worked very well or are not suitable. Hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. HS, sometimes called acne inversa, is a chronic and often painful inflammatory skin disease. Symptoms may include tender nodules, lumps, and abscesses, boils that may leak pus, which can have an unpleasant odor. It most commonly affects specific areas of the skin, such as under the breasts, the armpits, inner thighs, groin and buttocks. Scarring may also occur in affected areas. Arbrolata is used for the treatment of adults and adolescents from 12 years of age with active moderate to severe HS. Arbrolata can reduce the number of nodules and abscesses caused by the disease, and the pain that is often associated with it. You will have already been given other medicines to treat your condition. Your doctor has prescribed Arbrolata for you as you haven't responded well enough to these medicines. Your doctor will schedule follow-up appointments to check on your progress to determine whether you should continue treatment. Uveitis. Uveitis is an inflammatory disease affecting certain parts of the eye. This inflammation may lead to a decrease of vision and, or the presence of floaters in the eye, black dots, or wispy lines that move across the field of vision. Arbrolata is used to treat non-infectious intermediate, posterior and panuveitis in adult patients. You may have already been given other medicines to treat your condition. Your doctor has prescribed Arbrolata for you as you may either have not responded well enough, or you have lost response, or cannot tolerate these medicines. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. This medicine is not addictive. The long-term effects of Arbrolata on the growth and development of children is not known. What should I know before I use Arbrolata? Warnings. Do not use Arbrolata if 1. You are allergic to adalimumab, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may include chest tightness, shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, hives, itching, or skin rash. 2. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. 3. You have a severe infection, including an infection of the blood, sepsis, active tuberculosis, or other severe infections that can be caused by viruses, fungi, parasites, or bacteria. Infections can occur when the body's natural defenses are lowered. 4. You are already using anakinra, Kineret. Anakinra is a medicine for rheumatoid arthritis, gyre and conditions associated with a defect in a protein called cryoprin. 5. You have moderate to severe heart failure. 6. Arbrolata is a clear, colorless to very light brown solution. If particulates or discolorations are noted, do not use the product. If you are not sure whether any of the above conditions apply to you, ask your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have or have had an infection, including a long-term infection, or an infection in one part of the body, for example, leg ulcer. Have had infections which keep coming back, or other conditions that increase the risk of infections. If you are over 65, you may be more likely to get an infection while taking Arbrolata. It is important that you and your doctor pay special attention to signs of infection while you are being treated with Arbrolata. Have ever had tuberculosis, or if you have been in close contact with someone who has had tuberculosis. As cases of tuberculosis have been reported in patients treated with Arbrolata, your doctor will check you for signs and symptoms of tuberculosis before starting Arbrolata. This will include a thorough medical evaluation, including your medical history, and appropriate screening tests, for example a chest X-ray and tuberculin test. Tuberculosis can develop during therapy, even if you have received treatment for the prevention of tuberculosis. If symptoms of tuberculosis, for example a cough that doesn't go away, weight loss, lack of energy, mild fever, or any other infections appear during or after therapy, tell your doctor immediately. Are a carrier of the hepatitis B virus, HBV, or you have active HBV, or you think you might be at risk of contracting HBV. In people who carry HBV, Arbrolata can cause the virus to become active again. In some rare cases, especially if you are taking other medicines that suppress the immune system, reactivation of HBV can be life-threatening. Have or have had a fungal infection, or have lived or traveled in countries where some fungal infections are common. These infections may develop or become more severe if you take Arbrolata. have or have had uveitis, your doctor may check for signs and symptoms of neurologic disease before starting this medicine. Have or develop paedemyelinating disease, a disease that affects the insulating layer around the nerves, such as multiple sclerosis. Have or have had allergic reactions such as chest tightness, wheezing, dizziness, swelling, or rash. Have or have had a blood disorder. Have or have had low resistance to disease. Have or have had a serious heart condition. Have or have had cancer or autoimmune disease. Have a lung disease called chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. Have or have had kidney or liver problems. Are scheduled for any vaccines. Certain vaccines may cause infections and should not be given while patients are receiving Arbrilada. Wherever possible, it is recommended that children be brought up to date with all immunizations according to current immunization guidelines prior to starting on Arbrilada therapy. Patients receiving Arbrilada should not receive live vaccines, have psoriasis and have undergone phototherapy, also known as light therapy. Have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. You should consider the use of adequate contraception to prevent pregnancy and continue its use for at least 5 months after the last Arbrilada treatment. Arbrilada should only be used during pregnancy if clearly needed. If you use Arbrilada during pregnancy, your baby may have a high risk of getting an infection. It is important that you tell your baby's doctors and other healthcare professionals about your Arbrilada use during your pregnancy before the baby receives any vaccine. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known whether Arbrilada passes into breast milk. If you're breastfeeding, your doctor may advise you to stop breastfeeding while you are using this medicine. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Arbrilada may interfere with each other. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking Anakinra, Kineret, or Abatacept, or Encia. Taking either of these two medicines together with Arbrilada may increase the risk of infection. Tell your doctor if you are taking Azathioprine or 6-mercaptopurine with Arbrilada. Tell your doctor if you are taking any other medicines to treat your condition. Arbrilada can be taken together with other medicines such as methotrexate and other disease-modifying anti-rheumatic agents, steroids, or pain medications including non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while using this medicine. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Arbrilada. How do I use Arbrilada? Arbrilada is given as a subcutaneous injection, under the skin. It may be injected by the patient, family member, or carer. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the label or in this leaflet, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. Always use Arbrilada exactly as your doctor has instructed you. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure how much to use. Rheumatoid arthritis in adults. The usual dose for adults with rheumatoid arthritis is 140 mg injection every fortnight. If you are receiving Arbrilada without methotrexate, your doctor may change your Arbrilada dose to 40 mg every week or 80 mg every fortnight, depending on your response. Other medicines may be prescribed by your doctor to be taken while you are being treated with Arbrilada. Psoriatic arthritis and ankylosing spondylitis in adults. The usual dose for patients with psoriatic arthritis and ankylosing spondylitis is 140 mg injection every fortnight. Other medicines may be prescribed by your doctor to be taken while you are being treated with Arbrilada. Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis in adults. The usual dose for adults with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis is as follows. Initial dose of 160 mg, day 1, given as 4 40 mg injections in 1 day, or as 2 40 mg injections per day over 2 consecutive days. 80 mg at day 15, given as 2 40 mg injections in 1 day, 40 mg starting at day 29, which then continues once every fortnight, maintenance dose. Your doctor may change this ongoing maintenance dose to 40 mg every week, or 80 mg every fortnight, depending on your response. Psoriasis in adults. The usual dose for adult patients with psoriasis is as follows. Initial dose of 80 mg, day 1, given as 2 40 mg injections in 1 day, 40 mg given 1 week later, day 8, then 40 mg every fortnight from day 22, maintenance dose. Your doctor may change this ongoing maintenance dose to 40 mg every week, or 80 mg every fortnight, depending on your response. Uveitis in adults. The usual dose for adults with uveitis is as follows. Initial dose of 80 mg, day 1, given as 2 40 mg injections in 1 day, 40 mg 1 week later, day 8, then 40 mg every fortnight, starting at day 22, which then continues, maintenance dose. Hidradenitis suppurativa in adults. The usual dose for adults with HS is as follows. Initial dose of 160 mg, day 1, given as 4 40 mg injections in 1 day, or as 2 40 mg injections per day over 2 consecutive days. 80 mg, day 15, given as 2 40 mg injections in 1 day, 40 mg every week, or 80 mg every fortnight starting at day 29, which then continues, maintenance dose. Your doctor may prescribe other medicines for your condition to take with Abrilida. It is recommended you use an antiseptic wash daily on the affected areas. Juvenile idiopathic arthritis. And enthesitis related arthritis. The usual dose for children with PJIA or ERA depends on body weight. For a body weight of 30 kg and above, the usual dose is 40 mg given every fortnight. For a body weight between 10 kg and less than 30 kg, the usual dose is 20 mg given every fortnight. Crohn's disease in children. The usual dose for children with Crohn's disease depends on body weight. For a body weight of 40 kg or above, initial dose 160 mg, day 1, given as 4 40 mg injections in 1 day, or as 2 40 mg injections per day over 2 consecutive days. 80 mg 2 weeks later, day 15, given as 2 40 mg injections in 1 day, 40 mg every fortnight starting at day 29, which then continues, maintenance dose. Your doctor may change this ongoing maintenance dose to 40 mg every week, or 80 mg every fortnight, depending on your response. For a body weight of less than 40 kg, initial dose of 80 mg, day 1, given as 2 40 mg injections in 1 day, 40 mg 2 weeks later, day 15, 20 mg every fortnight, starting at day 29, which then continues, maintenance dose. Your doctor may change this ongoing maintenance dose to 20 mg every week, depending on your response. Treatment of Crohn's disease in children should be supported by good nutrition to allow appropriate growth. Psoriasis in children. The usual dose for children with psoriasis depends on body weight. For a body weight of 40 kg and above, the usual dose is 40 mg given once every week for the first 2 weeks, then once every fortnight. For a body weight of less than 40 kg, the usual dose is 20 mg given once every week for the first 2 weeks, then once every fortnight. Hidradenitis suppurativa in adolescents. The usual dose for adolescents with HS, from 12 years of age, weighing at least 30 kg is as follows. Initial dose of 80 mg, day 1, given as 2 40 mg injections in 1 day, 40 mg starting 1 week later, day 8. 40 mg every fortnight starting at day 22, which then continues, maintenance dose. Your doctor may change this ongoing maintenance dose to 40 mg every week, or 80 mg every fortnight, depending on your response. It is recommended you use an antiseptic wash daily on the affected areas. How to use Abrilida. Abrilida is administered by injection under the skin, by subcutaneous injection. Detailed instructions on how to inject Abrilida are provided in the instructions for use leaflet inside the pack. How long to use Abrilida? Keep using Abrilida for as long as your doctor tells you. Abrilida will not cure your condition, but should help control your symptoms. Ask your doctor if you are not sure how long to take this medicine for. If you forget to use Abrilida, If you forget to give yourself an injection, you should inject the next dose of Arbrilada as soon as you remember. Then inject your next dose as you would have on your originally scheduled day. Do not try to make up for missed doses by injecting more than one dose at a time. If you use too much Arbrilada, if you think that you have used too much Arbrilada, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Always take the outer carton of the medicine with you. What should I know while using Arbrilada? Things you should do. Check with your doctor before you receive any vaccines. Wherever possible, it is recommended that children be brought up to date with all immunizations according to current immunization guidelines prior to starting Arbrilada therapy. Patients receiving Arbrilada should not receive live vaccines, for example, BCG, or oral polio vaccine. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while using Arbrilada. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor you are using Arbrilada. Remind any doctor, pharmacist, or dentist you visit that you are using Arbrilada. If you are going to have surgery, tell all doctors that you are using Arbrilada. Your doctor may recommend you discontinue using Arbrilada temporarily. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Things you should not do. Do not give Arbrilada to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use Arbrilada to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not stop using Arbrilada without checking with your doctor. Do not take Arbrilada and Anakinra, Kineret, or Arbrilada and Abatacept, or Ensia together. Taking either of these two medicines with Arbrilada may lead to an increased risk of developing a serious infection. Things to be careful of. It is important to tell your doctor if you get symptoms of an infection, such as a fever, skin sores, feeling tight, or any problems with your teeth and gums. You might get infections more easily while you are receiving Arbrilada treatment. These infections may be serious and include tuberculosis, infections caused by viruses, fungi, parasites, or bacteria, or other infections. Sepsis, an infection of the blood, may, in rare cases, be life-threatening. Your doctor may recommend you discontinue Arbrilada if you develop an infection. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Arbrilada affects you. The effects on your ability to drive and use machines whilst taking this medicine are not known. However, based on side effects observed, Arbrilada may have a minor influence on the ability to drive and use machines. Vertigo and visual impairment may occur whilst taking this medicine. Looking after your medicine. Keep your medicine in the pack until it is time to use it in order to protect it from light. Keep Arbrilada in a refrigerator, 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze. Keep Arbrilada in the refrigerator in a way children cannot get to it. Keep the medicine at the right temperature when you travel. This is important when traveling by car, bus, train, plane, or any other form of transport. When needed, you can store a single Arbrilada syringe, pen, or vial at room temperature up to 30 degrees Celsius for a maximum period of 30 days. Be sure to protect it from light. Once removed from the refrigerator and stored at room temperature up to 30 degrees Celsius, the syringe, pen, or vial must be used within 30 days or discarded. Do this even if it has been returned to the refrigerator. Write down the date you first remove the syringe, pen, or vial from the refrigerator on the label, so you can check how long it has been. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. When to discard your medicine. After injecting Arbrilada, immediately throw away the used medicine in a special sharps container as instructed by your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, or damaged, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Common side effects. Common side effects. Blood-related issues. Bleeding, or bruising more easily than usual, mouth ulcers, pain, or excessive bleeding from the gums, eye disorders, pain, or inflammation of the eye or eyelid, or changes to your vision, general disorders and administration site conditions, pain, swelling, redness, or itching at the site of injection, fatigue, tiredness, lack of energy, muscle or bone-related issues, muscle weakness or numbness, difficulty balancing, muscle, joint, or bone pain, nervous system, headache or migraine, dizziness, vertigo, psychiatric, feeling overwhelmed or sad or lacking motivation, depression, feeling anxious, especially fearful or worried, anxiety. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these more common side effects and they worry you. They are usually mild and short-lived. Common side effects, continued, heart-related issues, chest pain, increased heart rate, infections, cold, runny nose, sinus infection, sore throat, cough, congestion on the chest, asthma, or worsening of asthma symptoms, lower respiratory tract infections, such as bronchitis, pneumonia, pain in the ear which could suggest an ear infection, fever, flushing, increased sweating, viral infections, including the flu, cold sore blisters, chicken pox and shingles, bacterial infections, including urinary tract infection, fungal infections, renal and urinary related issues, burning or pain when passing urine or blood in the urine, skin related issues, skin bumps or sores that don't heal, rash, itching, redness or scaly patches, problems with your finger or toenails, hair loss, stomach related issues, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, reflux or heartburn. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these more common side effects and they worry you. They are usually mild and short-lived. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Allergic type reactions. Chest tightness. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Hives, itching, or skin rash. Heart-related issues. Signs and symptoms suggestive of heart failure, such as shortness of breath with exertion, or upon lying down, or swelling of the feet. Blood-related issues. Signs and symptoms suggestive of a blood disorder, such as persistent fever, bruising, bleeding very easily, paleness. Blood clots. Signs suggesting a blood clot, such as swelling, tenderness, redness and a warm feeling of an area of the arm or leg. Infections. Signs of tuberculosis, such as persistent cough, weight loss, listlessness, fever. Signs of infection, such as fever, lack of energy, skin sores, problems with your teeth or gums, burning when you pass urine. You might get infections more easily while you're receiving Arbrilada treatment. Signs of soft tissue infection, such as a bump or open sore that doesn't heal. Liver-related issues. Yellow skin and eyes. Abdominal pain. Fatigue, fever and joint pain. Dark urine and pale stool. Loss of appetite and unexplained weight loss. Nervous system. Signs of nervous system disorders, such as numbness or tingling throughout your body, arm or leg, weakness, double vision. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Weight gain has been observed in some patients using Arbrilada. There have been cases of certain kinds of cancer in patients using Arbrilada or similar medicines. People with more serious rheumatoid arthritis that have had the disease for a long time may have a higher chance of getting a kind of cancer that affects the lymph system, called lymphoma, or that affects the blood, called leukemia. If you take Arbrilada, your risk for developing cancer may increase. On rare occasions, a specific and severe type of lymphoma called hepatosplenic T-cell lymphoma, HSTCL, has been observed in patients taking Arbrilada. Tell your doctor if new skin lesions, skin spots, or sores appear, or if existing lesions change appearance during or after Arbrilada treatment. Cases of skin cancer have been observed in patients taking Arbrilada. If you have COPD or are a heavy smoker, you should discuss with your doctor whether treatment with a TNF blocker, such as Arbrilada, is right for you. There have been cases of cancers other than lymphoma in patients with a specific type of lung disease called chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, treated with a medicine that is similar to Arbrilada. Laboratory results. Some side effects observed with Albrilata may not have symptoms, and may only be discovered through blood tests. These include, most commonly, increased lipids, elevated liver enzymes, and low levels of white blood cells and red blood cells in the blood. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Albrilata contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Adalimumab. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Histidine. Histidine hydrochloride monohydrate. Disodium etidate. Sucrose. Methionine. Polysorbate 80. Water for injections. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Albrilata looks like. Albrilata 20 mg pre-filled syringe, solution for injection. Albrilata 20 mg solution for injection in pre-filled syringe is supplied as a sterile solution of 20 mg adalimumab dissolved in 0.4 ml solution. The Albrilata pre-filled syringe is a glass syringe containing a clear, colorless to very light brown solution of adalimumab. Two pre-filled syringes with two alcohol swabs. Ostar 3, 3, 4, 4, 9, 6. Albrilata 40 mg pre-filled syringe, solution for injection. Albrilata 40 mg solution for injection in pre-filled syringe is supplied as a sterile solution of 40 mg adalimumab dissolved in 0.8 ml solution. The Albrilata pre-filled syringe is a glass syringe containing a clear, colorless to very light brown solution of adalimumab. One pre-filled syringe with two, one spare alcohol swabs. Two pre-filled syringes with two alcohol swabs. Four pre-filled syringes with four alcohol swabs. Six pre-filled syringes with six alcohol swabs. Ostar 3, 3, 4, 4, 9, 8. Albrilata 40 mg pre-filled pen, solution for injection. Albrilata 40 mg solution for injection in pre-filled pen is supplied as a sterile solution of 40 mg adalimumab dissolved in 0.8 ml solution. The Albrilata pre-filled pen contains a clear, colorless to very light brown solution of adalimumab. One pre-filled pen with two, one spare alcohol swabs. Two pre-filled pens with two alcohol swabs. Four pre-filled pens with four alcohol swabs. Six pre-filled pens with six alcohol swabs. Ostar 3, 3, 4, 4, 9, 7. Albrilata 40 mg/0.8 ml vial, solution for injection. Albrilata 40 mg solution for injection in vials is supplied as a sterile solution of 40 mg adalimumab dissolved in 0.8 ml solution. The Albrilata vial is a glass vial containing a clear, colorless to very light brown solution of adalimumab. One pack contains two boxes, each containing one vial, one empty sterile syringe, one needle, one vial adapter and two alcohol swabs. Ostar 3, 3, 4, 4, 9, 9. Not all presentations and pack sizes are marketed. Who distributes Albrilata? Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd. Sydney, New South Wales. Toll-free number. 1-800-675-229. www.pfizer.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in September 2023. Registered trademark.